Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're getting an update from Group 10 Metals, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol PGE and on the OTCQB market under the symbol PGEZF. Shad and I are chatting with the President and CEO, Mike Rowley. Now, Mike, quickly following up on a news release that came out last week, July 20th, announced the arrival of the second drill rig at the Stillwater West project in Montana. This second rig is continuing on with the 10,000-meter program. And just to remind everybody, the Stillwater West project is a PGE, nickel, copper, cobalt, and gold project. Now, overall, Mike, again, 10,000 meters. This is, I believe, the largest program ever taken at this property, especially under the Group 10 Metals brand. Take us through the overall goals of this 10,000 meters and how it's progressing so far, please.
I'd be glad to. Thank you. Yeah, it's an exciting time for the company. This is our biggest program by far to date. We've been growing very nicely, and that 10,000 meter program is expected to drive the expansion of resources that we're going to debut this summer. So very exciting time for the company. We not only expect to deliver inaugural resources of nickel copper sulfide with PGEs, gold and cobalt, and that's this summer, but we also look to expand those quickly in the new year based on the results that we're going to get this year. We're focused on the three most advanced target areas of a total of eight of this Platt Reef style target model that we have. And these three are the ones that have the drill density that's holding them together and allowing us to model those preliminary resources. We have two rigs active at present, as you mentioned, and we're looking at a third one in the coming weeks. We also expect to run an expanded IP survey, induced polarization survey. Last year's was such a success. You've seen the 3D models on our website. Very large and robust anomalies that correlate brilliantly with drill-defined mineralization. So we've got lots of room to grow this, and we're looking forward to doing an expanded survey this year as well.
All right, Mike, let's dive a little bit more into the targets that are being drilled here. The company has a number of targets, but you're focusing on three main targets because of that focus on releasing this initial resource and then even upgrading the resource, it sounds like, in short order. The three targets being Chrome Mountain, Camp Area, and the HGR, or Iron Mountain Target Area. Give us a little bit more color on what's being drilled right now and some of the highlights of these different areas, please.
Sure. They're largely the same target area because this is a big magmatic system. It's one of the biggest and most productive in the world. So we're basically in the lower portion of a fantastic magmatic layer cake, right? And these three most advanced target areas fit within that. They actually cover about 7 kilometers and strike themselves within 32 kilometers of the overall package. And all of this is located below the 100 million ounce deposit of our neighbor. It's 87 million ounces measured indicated reserves resources. And then 14 million ounces past production by them on three mine sites. That's, of course, Sibanye-Stillwater. So the model is correct for the district. We're located below their reef deposits, and that's the correct setting for this Platt Reef style system, bulk mineable nickel copper sulfide with the PGEs, gold, and in our case, also cobalt. That's been our mine model from day one, and we've had great success, and we're excited to be proving that up. The vision here is battery metals and precious metals within the U.S., right, at a premium U.S. mining district. Five of these commodities have been listed by the U.S. as being critical, and we're pleased to look at supplying these in an active U.S. mining district. So those three resources that we're working on, absolutely, those are the most advanced areas across that 32-kilometer area. They appear to be interconnected, given that they're in that same broad magmatic horizon. And that's the exciting thing that we're onto here, is that this is, despite having 215 holes in our portion of the system, it is underexplored, and we're hitting new magmatic horizons all the time. We did last year in hole 4, as you saw, well, a number of the holes last year, and we're doing good work to expand those this year. We have a number of earlier stage sites in addition to the three most advanced sites, and we're advancing those along as well to drill-ready status. Our focus, though, and our strategy is to revalue the company around those three most advanced areas that you mentioned, Chrome, Camp, and Iron Mountain, and get to work on growing the earlier stage targets from there.
Well, Mike, you bring up a couple good points there. And one is that while your neighbors at Sibanye have the Stillwater project, your Platte Reef system is really more akin to some of the deposits you would see in South Africa. But you also have the benefit of not just having the platinum group elements being in there, but just you had mentioned off mic, really a lot of the focus is being seen on the nickel side of things. And you still have the copper and the cobalt, like people are looking for in the Congo and other areas, but here in the North America and in Montana. So what is the larger vision for the project as far as, you know, would you like to get this up to a resource estimate and a PEA or PFS stage in the next year or so after all of this drilling? And how do you envision a Platte Reef deposit being mined in the area? Would it be something where you would need separate mills and things to be built, or would your neighbors at Sibanye have the ability to process some of this material if you got it developed to that point?
Sure. In three words, we are Platte Reef in Montana. That is our pitch in three words. And the remarkable thing is that it's there in the literature, and it has been for decades. The parallels between the Stillwater complex and the Bushveld complex that you mentioned, South Africa, are very well known. And in fact, the mines that Sibanye is now operating in Montana were found based on those parallels. So it's real. We're simply the first ones to go after it systematically and with modern computer modeling, right? Sibanye is indeed mining right next door. They operate two mines with an extension of one of them that we call three mines. And their operations would be potentially relevant to us. They're mining a reef deposit, the JM Reef. It's a single deposit spanning about 40 kilometers. It's 1.8 meters thick, and it's kilometers at depth. It's open, actually, even with 87 million ounces at half gram per ton grades at present. Key point is that it's fundamentally a nickel and copper sulfide deposit. It's just very low in nickel and very high in platinum group. So there's a lot of juice in this system, and their operations could potentially be relevant to us. They're mining just 1 or 2 kilometers north of us, depending how you slice it, at our Chrome Mountain target area, for example. So they could potentially punch through and then work something that we discover that may be of interest to them. They've expressed interest in further battery metal acquisitions in North America. And they obviously run the smelter in this district, so it would be a very good fit. We are talking to a number of majors. I can't really say much more than that. Their interest has been very encouraging to us, and their interest, as you know, it is generally focused on the battery metals, the nickel in particular.
Well, just shifting over to some of the other projects the company holds, Group 10 also has, you know, an interest in the Black Lake Drayton Gold Project, which is up near Treasury Metals project. And then you also have the Kluane project, which is adjacent to the Nickel Creek Platinum project in the Yukon Territory. So I know those aren't the main focus for the company right now, but you had mentioned in the past just looking at ways to partner with companies or looking at ways to bring value to those deposits. Any updates there, Mike?
Yeah, good interest. These are district scale positions, 100% owned by the company, just like Stillwater. We actually own everything 100% at this point. And that follows us being active through the bear market years, acquiring good projects and building them with a strategy. Black Lake Drayton probably getting the most attention right now. Treasury's done great work right beside us, consolidating the district. They took over the Goldland deposit from First Mining. And so they've got 3 million ounces and a permit to build a mill. They're well on their way. We have the rest of that district. We have literally the other third of that district and shared geology. So I expect that we can see a deal on that one, possibly even this quarter. There's good interest on that. And we're looking for a good exposure to the gold space. We're looking for someone else to focus on the project and do good work. And we would hold back a minority interest so that we can be at the table in the event that district consolidates. That's really what we're looking for there. The Kluane district is excellent for nickel, PGE, copper. It's defined, of course, by the Wellgreen deposit, which is now Nickel Show with Nickel Creek Platinum. They have been less active, but are coming back to life somewhat now, and we're optimistic that that will bring increased attention to the district as the markets improve here.
So, Mike, when it comes to big picture, what investors should be focused on? Obviously, we have some drill results that will be forthcoming. We also have a resource, an initial resource coming. What do you think are going to be the key catalysts, and what should investors be focused on the most for the company, let's say, through the rest of this year?
Sure. We see a lot of upside value in the Stillwater project, and that's the reason we're focusing on it. It is a polymetallic, and those never quite get the valuation in the market, perhaps. They're not always understood, put it that way. You know, the palladium platinum crowd don't always understand the nickel, and then vice versa. I think our resources will give a good boost, and will certainly pave the way for great expansion in terms of both scale and grade. And we're looking forward to getting those out. We're equally excited about this year's drill program. We're already hitting some things that look really interesting, continuations of last year's success, and also new horizons looking forward. Sale of non-core assets. We're sitting on some really good things that we're getting no recognition for on the balance sheet. And then on the ESG front, we've got some things that we've been working on as well. I mean, the point here is to be making a clean nickel product in the U.S. As part of our Platte Reef commodity basket, right? Nickel sulfide is already the best starting point for battery-grade nickel. We've got some other things we're working on to further reduce the carbon footprint of that, and I'll be looking forward to reporting more on that in the coming weeks. I think that'll be well received as well, and will place us as a green supplier of nickel in North America.
All right, final question then, Mike, regarding cash in the bank. Where does the company stand, and what is the budget for this 10,000 meter program?
You bet. We are well funded and fully permitted, I'm pleased to say. $7 million cash in the bank, $13 million of in-the-money warrants and options. Those are priced between 21 and 30 cents, and we're sitting at 36 today in the market. So we've got good visibility through this year's program, and also even into next year's program. We expect to spend at least $4 million of that in the field this year at Stillwater. We can push that to five and even more, depending on what we see from those warrant exercises and the markets in the rest of the year. So we're excited. We're poised for really good growth here. I think people will start to understand what we're on to in the next couple of months here.
All right, Mike, I appreciate the update. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com. We will get those answered for you. Mike, again, thank you for your time. We'll follow up on the back of some more news, especially on the back of some more drill results. So in the meantime, Mike, have a great rest of your week and keep us up to date on news, please.
You bet. Thank you.